We have a day full of travel. And this morning, we're going to ask the question, would you travel to outer space? Let's talk. Good morning, everybody. My name is Rob. This is Everyday Heroes. Before we begin, if you haven't yet, hit up YouTube and Twitch. Hit that bell. My hair's always fun. And subscribe. We appreciate it a lot. So, question on today's opinion chat. Would you travel to space? In a time when so many people are actually doing that, or at least preparing to do that, you might have the opportunity to travel to a place like Mars, Jupiter, or farther. Personally, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll go into a little bit later what my wife and I decided might be a fun idea. But for me, I'm happy being here on Earth. Now, with all that being said, is there a purpose to doing so? Well, I mean, I guess there's the colonization, you know, finding a new place to live in case we do destroy the Earth more so. But I think as far as travel goes, I don't know. I don't see a point of leaving, you know, your family for a few years, because keep in mind, this is not a, what do you call it, a one-day thing. I don't see the point of leaving somebody for that long and then coming back, keeping in mind that time works differently, aging works differently. You might come back to a different, I don't know, era, decade, you know? So what would be a reason to go? Well, I guess the only purpose I see, and again, this is an opinion piece, so this is just me speaking, is possibly if you are just looking to travel and maybe you don't have any attachment to anybody down here, or you go with your family or your partner. I don't know. I found this while I was reading on one of my breaks yesterday, and people were writing about, you know, they would, and, you know, how would you do this and all that stuff? I don't really see a purpose of doing it, to be honest. Now, if you listen to my other opinion yesterday, what the point of travel was, and I said, or at least my opinion was, it was a hobby. It was something to do to explore and to get that photo op and to maybe have that opportunity with your spouse or your family that you will memorialize down on a photo, and you'll have it in a scrapbook, and all you got to do is open the book up and go, hey, we did that. How cool. So that was my point there. And honestly, travel in general, yeah, it's not something you have to do for survival anymore. It's not something you have to do, you know, as a person, but it's something you do as a hobby. And I get that. And I get that for the Earthbound. But traveling to space, we're talking literally light years difference. Not only is the time a little bit different, that's for a different video. Not only is the aging process different, also for a different video, but you are literally taking what would be a multi-year trip, which to somebody on land, or I'm sorry, somebody on land would be multi-years. To some, for you, it may only feel like, I don't know, a week or two. So there's a big difference on time, which would bother me for the first part. But really, there's no point for me or for my wife to do that, other than if it came to the point where, you know, we had to leave. But then again, that's not a want to, that's a need to, right? So there really is no point. Now, what I'll end with is something my wife and I came up with, calling it the quick trip. If there was a way to kind of just float around the Earth for a couple hours and come back, similarly to how you would fly in an airplane, that would be kind of cool. You get to see, you know, Earth from a different viewpoint. You get to see the stars from a different viewpoint. But you really wouldn't be going far. You probably would just go the same length as maybe an airplane, maybe a little bit higher, and then you come back down. Really, you can do that trip probably in a few hours. But remember, when you swing back to your time zone, it'll be only a little bit different than when you left, you know. So for instance, you know, and you guys know, if you go from California to New York, it's 3 hours difference. But when you come back to California, you revert back the 3 hours to where you were. So you get where I'm going? Again, different video for that too. So that would be our idea of the space travel. And again, maybe that's not the space travel people are talking about in these blogs, right? But I just, it seems weird. It seems kind of pointless and really a little more dangerous than I think, because to be honest, we don't know what the scenario is going to be. So I'm not so fond of being on an airplane, so I can only imagine what I'd feel like if I was in a rocket ship shooting past the Earth, you know, atmosphere. Just me. All right, guys, let me know what you thought. Again, another opinion piece twice in a row. You know, kind of having fun here. Let me know what you think. Let me know what other questions you would like me to answer. Keep them clean and family friendly, please. But I will be happy to try and give my 2 cents if I can. As always, guys, we appreciate the support. We love how much you guys want to come back and watch. Until later on, we got some more travel, as I mentioned. So, oh, wait a minute. Looks like we have a quick... Okay, there you go. OG Skywatch, too much radiation. That could possibly be a problem as well. So, they make a very valid point. There you go. Thank you. Don't want that radiation. Appreciate the comment. Thank you, OG Skywatch. All right, until later on, guys, stay curious.